If we keep talking about the economy, we're going to lose.
This is Bird Deming, along with our virtual fictitious assistant.
That would be me.
At fairandunbalanced.com, in association with Mad Mike's America, discussing Mitt Romney and the truth.
I didn't know in 1969 that I would be in this room today.
That was how, in 1992, Dan Quayle explained his use of family connections to get into the National Guard during the Vietnam conflict. Joining the Guard was a way to avoid actually going into battle. He got slammed. Campaigns in those days devoted some effort to at least adopt a veneer, even if it was thin, of honesty. George H.W. Bush was the last president to have personal combat experience. The Quayle effort, as a youth, to avoid the draft was an experience shared by millions, but the minor story was replaced with an off-the-cuff confession of a lack of integrity. Dan Quayle would have done what he thought was the right thing if he had realized that people would notice in future decades. Those were the good old days. Campaigns changed over the years. The veneer of honesty became so unimportant that one party abandoned it altogether. 2011 brought us a startling ad, even by the slick standards we have come to know in presidential campaigns. Grainy images of Barack Obama with brief snippets of campaign speeches. One stood out.
If we keep talking about the economy, we're going to lose.
The public statement by the president, a statement in front of a crowd, was so self-destructive it raised suspicions. Reporters scrambled to find the source. They found it. During the campaign of 4 years earlier, when Senator Barack Obama was running for president against John McCain, he did indeed make a speech in which those very words were spoken. Here they are again.
Senator McCain's campaign actually said, and I quote, "If we keep talking about the economy, we're going to lose."
So, Senator Obama was quoting a McCain campaign aide on the Republican strategy in that year of avoiding any talk about the economy. 4 years later, the Romney campaign was unapologetic about chopping up a statement from 4 years before, a statement quoting Republicans, to make it seem like it was President Obama talking about his own record. Here is part of the Republican response to what reporters had discovered.
Then-candidate Obama criticized his opponent for not wanting to talk about the economy. Today, President Obama and his campaign are afraid to talk about the economy. That was the written response from the Romney campaign on November 22, 2011.
In a background interview, a top member of the Romney campaign explained more fully.
First of all, ads are propaganda by definition. We are in the persuasion business, the propaganda business. Ads are agitprop. Ads are about hyperbole. They are also about editing. It's ludicrous for them to say that an ad is taking something out of context. All ads do that. They are manipulative pieces of persuasive art. That was a top aide to the Romney campaign in an interview reported by the New York Times December 5, 2011.
That made a brief splash. The Republican campaign not only admitted dishonesty, but they were advancing a new proposition. Political campaigns had an obligation to lie and lie blatantly in order to mislead voters. News outlets featured the false quote story for a day or so. It was not the most famous controversy of the election season. That would go to Mitt Romney's 47% presentation to a small group of fellow members of the very, very extraordinarily wealthy elite. The presentation was secretly taped, and the world outside that room of extreme wealth discovered what Mitt thought of them and their fellow Americans. More recently, that 47% briefly came back into the news as Mitt Romney gave a series of interviews explaining that the economy would be soaring, ISIS would vanish, and America would be in a more healthy condition in countless ways if voters had chosen him instead of President Obama. Within one of those interviews, Mitt Romney explained the lesson he had learned from that embarrassing moment of 47% truth.
My mistake was that I was speaking in a way that reflected back to the man. If I had been able to see the camera, I would have remembered that I was talking to the whole world, not just the man. Mitt Romney, interviewed on September 30th, 2014.
News reports, analysts, and pundits flooded the networks and print media with accounts of the interview. It was big news. The news was not the confession of massive, Janus-like, two-faced public dishonesty. It was not the admission that he should have been careful not to be caught. The news was another question raised by the interview.
Will Mitt run again?
News focuses on the unusual. The complete absence of integrity within Mitt Romney simply is no longer news. This is Bird Deming, along with our virtual fictitious assistant,
that would be me,
at fairandunbalanced.com, in association with Mad Mike's America.